Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And once again, it is being made in Ukraine as a result of the genocidal Russian invasion and war against Ukraine. Well, it's been confirmed, the terror, the civilian murders and torturing in the Mariupol, in the Donbass, in eastern Ukraine, and also what happened in Bucha, suburb of Kyiv, as the Russians pulled out, was the work of the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group. I'll tell you about them. We talked about it a little before on another show. Russia has a mercenary army. One of their oligarchs owns it, and they rent this mercenary army out to troubled governments, largely in Africa, Mali, the most recent. And these governments will pay $10 million a month to this oligarch. They'll send these guys in, and their only job is to murder people, intimidate them, demoralize them, torture them. They sweep through African villages and areas where the ruling despot thinks that he did not get enough votes, and they murder everybody in the village. They'll murder hundreds of people. Their signature is to demoralize. Putin has now unleashed them, 1,000 of them, in Ukraine. Ukraine, European country, ethnically very close to Russia. Both of them Slavic people, something like 11 million Ruskies have relatives in Ukraine. There are many, many people in Russia who are half Ukrainian and half Russian because of intermarriage. The difference is that everybody in Russia largely follows the Russian Orthodox Church. In Ukraine, a big part of the population is Roman Catholic, part of the population is Protestant, Christian, and a part of it does not subscribe to the Patriarch of Moscow for the Eastern Orthodox, but they're Eastern Orthodox and they subscribe to the Patriarch of Constantinople. Now, you would think in 2021, 2022, that this would all be ancient history. We put in separation of church and state in the 1700s in our Constitution. Been in our Constitution since it was passed in the late 1700s. But that is part of the rub here. When Putin talks about spreading Russian culture, in effect, any benign culture, stopped in the 19th century. Why do I say that? If you read Russian literature in the 19th century, it's good stuff. Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, Pushkin, Gogol. Their music was great. Tchaikovsky was an example. Their mathematicians made real contributions. That all fell apart in the 20th century. First World War. Commies took over. Lenin took over. Then Stalin. Stalin put in a reign of terror that lasted till he died in 1953. Then Khrushchev took over, and it was still a reign of terror, but a little less obvious. You'd immediately go to jail and be killed if you said or did something against the government. But they toned down the gulag somewhat, but as a commie society. So from 1917 till about 1990, over 70 years, Russia lived in a hellhole of communism. And communism is just the flip side of Nazism. It's the same coin. It's absolute authoritarian rule, cruelty, and murder. One of them purports to have an economic reason for it. Remember, the Nazis were the National Socialist Party. Adolf Hitler said he was a socialist. So Nazism and communism are flip sides of the same coin, and that's being borne out in Ukraine. Well, the Wagner Group, 1,000 of them, what they do is they roam through civilian populations. They don't have a lot of courage. They don't go into combat against troops who could kill them. They prey on women and children because their husbands are away fighting somewhere else, and they rape them. They rape the mothers in front of the children. They'll murder the kids. They'll murder the parents, whoever's there. You'll see these pictures of bodies in basements in the Mariupol area. They were bound. In other words, they were tied up, and then they were mutilated before they were killed. These are animals. There are also Syrian and Chechenian Islamic terrorists unleashed by Putin. I hope the Ukrainians understand that if they see a member of the Wagner Group, a Chechenian or a Syrian in Ukraine, they should be killed immediately. Immediately. These are professional terrorists unleashed to demoralize the population. Putin denies that the Wagner Group is there. The oligarch that owns them denies that he owns them. There's not a shred of integrity or justification, not a shred of integrity or justification in what the Russians are doing. So when we have all these discussions about should we give more arms to Zelensky, duh, get him the planes. How many times do I have to say that? It is true that Biden just released some more weapons, some artillery, some helicopters. Okay, helicopters are great, but you know, they're not planes. They're not planes. The Russians say, and Zelensky doesn't deny it, and I think it's probably true, that when these Marines surrendered, these Ukrainian Marines surrendered to the Russians in defending Mariupol, they ran out of food and bullets. They were starving, and they had no ammunition. They had their bare hands and bayonets. People are coming at them with rocket launchers. So they surrendered. But if you surrender to the Russians, you surrender to murder and torture. Some, I suppose, would fight with their bare hands to the end. Why didn't they get food and bullets? Why didn't NATO and the United States make sure that they got food and bullets? Why was there not a humanitarian corridor insisted on to Mariupol? And if the Ruskies stood in the way, just impose it. They're not going to start a nuclear war over a humanitarian corridor, but I'll tell you this. If Putin wins in Ukraine and he's emboldened, then he looks at Finland, Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, Romania, and he makes a mistake, that could trigger it. A wild animal, a rabid wild animal like Putin, understands only power. It is disgusting that the West did not get bullets and food to those Marines. It is disgusting. To Biden's credit, he did put together an extraordinary alliance of NATO shutting Russia down economically. And we have gotten a lot of weapons to them. But this stupid insistence on not getting him planes, not getting Zelensky planes, because we are being stabbed in the back. And when I say we, I mean not just Biden, not just the Democratic Party, but the people of the United States are being stabbed in the back by the Republican Putin-Trump axis. And every time anything is provided to the Ukrainians, there are attacks on Biden by the Republicans. The Republican Party has betrayed the United States. If you see an R on the ballot, it does not stand for Republican, it stands for Russia. These people are with Russia. Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, that wing of the Republican Party, the big lie, are with Russia. Trump is with Russia. Very, very sad story. This disgusted me. Steven Seagal, the actor, you know, he's an action guy, big guy. I think he's 6'4", thinks he's a martial arts type of guy. He has Russian citizenship, and he was at a birthday party last Sunday. And he said he expressed his unwavering support for Putin at this birthday party. And he called Putin and his allies his friends and family. This is Steven Seagal, the editor-in-chief of Russian TV. Margarita Simonyan was there, one of Putin's lackeys, and Vladimir Soloyev, an anchor for Russian TV, one of Putin's lackeys, was there. And here's what Seagal said on Sunday in Moscow again, and he said it before, quote from Steven Seagal, Putin is one of the greatest world leaders, if not the greatest, alive today. He's saying this about a Russian genocidal sadist against his own president and against all of the heads of Europe. And in May of 2021, Steven Seagal joined a pro-Kremlin party called Just Russia Patriots for Truth. He's a traitor. He should be denied entry back into the United States. He has dual citizenship. He should be imprisoned if he comes back here. Steven Seagal is a dog, a dirty dog, and that's what he did. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Made black and white. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you.